Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is the most somber.
I feel like I don't even want to open it.
Yeah.
Because it's the last time I'm going to open it.
Yeah. It's the last entry of the diary today. And it's just getting good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. Mm-hmm. Because she's...
But she's in a phase of self-discovery.
But she's got two boys on the hook for her.
Great. Get it, girl.
No, it's not good.
It's been quite a journey from the beginning of dead-end job.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any love. Hopeless, romantic kind of.
Comparing herself to her roommate.
Yeah.
To finding love.
Living with him.
Cheating on him.
Yeah.
When she went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's got a new boy, but then Mike is back saying, I love you.
Yeah. And she alluded that Jake loves her too, because she said something they both love me, or they both want to marry me. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And she's been fantasizing in that last entry about maybe I just, because she's in her trip to Denver right now in this. But she was like, maybe I just go back and propose to both of them and see who says yes.
They're both, let's pretend she actually did that. They both would say yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think
so then
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who answers faster?
Yeah. Does she have to do the thing like what they do with dogs sometimes where the two, come to me, and whichever one. They do that at the end of Air Bud.
I was like, are you referencing Air Bud?
Yeah.
Never changed, T-Hack.
Okay. So as I've mentioned, at some point, I do have allergies or something. I am very sad about this happening, but I have one eye just leaking crazily.
Right.
I might cry by the end of this, but yeah. So she's not from here. We did discover that. She is in Denver.
Visiting Jenna.
Visiting Jenna, and she's about... I'll give you a spoiler alert here. She's about to lose her diary, because this is the last entry, and I found this in Wash Park.
Right.
So
I thought your dog it was under a bush or something.
My dog
it?
Brought it to me.
Oh, okay.
We were sitting by the side of the actual lake in Wash Park.
So that last entry yesterday was September 9th.
Uh-huh.
This is September 9th again.
Oh, that's right.
I have butterflies.
Me too.
The nervous ones.
I just want to say, please read this one well.
So slow. And
can
so
we
slow.
Go out?
So
yes.
Slow.
Just savor every word.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. September 9th again. We ate so much food. Now we're at this really pretty park to walk off the fat's full feeling. The fat full feeling.
Are you doing that for us, or are you really just dumb?
I'm not sure what's happening. I go home tomorrow, and I don't really know what I'm exactly going to do. But I did figure out that I'll never know if I don't go home and face it. I think I just have to stop saying no to everything and being so stupid and afraid of everything. Mike or Jake or some mystery man I haven't met yet could all make me happy or not. I think my therapist is right. I'm making progress. I just want to warn you, we're in the last paragraph.
No.
Now I'm going to take a nap at the park. It's so pretty today, and I've done too much thinking. I have to enjoy my last day of vacation. I can be miserable once I get on the plane and go back to my real life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna flip through to make sure.
The only thing that confuses me about it,
there's nothing else.
Her intention was to road trip here, so she must have changed her mind and flown.
Yeah,
flown back.
Because she was like, she flew here. Like she had to fly here because she's taking a plane back, unless she sold her car. But like,
she also said she was going to, they were going to walk, they're at a beautiful park and they're going to walk. And then she said, now I want to, I'm going to take a nap. Like, did she fall asleep at the park and your dog stole her diary?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, my God.
Never occurred to you?
That seriously never occurred to me. No, the way I interpret that, wow.
I took it as she was at the park with her friend. They were going to go back to the friend's place and she was going to nap there and then leave.
Like they already walked.
So she probably just had a bag and everything. She thought she threw her diary in the bag, threw the bag over her shoulder. It fell out and it just like.
I like the lore that your dog stole her diary.
Mojo did not go steal her diary.
I would never speak of Mojo ill, but.
What about this lore? What about the theory? She said, I need to go back. I need to make a decision. So what if she purposely said, I can't take this diary back where I'm clearly choosing, I'm going to make a choice. I don't want whoever I choose to know that I was struggling so much. So I'm just.
She abandoned
it. Why wouldn't you throw it away in a trash can or something then?
Well, I don't know where your dog got it from.
It was like from a bush, from under a bush. Like, and why was he attracted? Like, why would he even find that?
It's got Elwood hair all over it. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it smelled.
Mm. It's more dramatic to just walk away. To just leave.
Yeah. It's also littering.
She mentioned all the homeless people. Yeah.
Wash Park, like, Wash Park is so pretty. Yeah. She could have actually napped there. I don't think. God, what if she did nap there?
What if you crossed paths with her?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't believe it, but I never thought of that. It seemed to me like it had to have been there for a while.
Right.
He definitely went under a bush to get
okay.
I swear to you, he did not.
Yeah, and maybe she was napping and was like, you know what? I don't want anyone to walk up and take this. I'll just.
No, I don't think she would have hit it. I think she, you'd lay on your diary. Will you stop making this about my dog being a criminal?
There's so many ways this could go from here. Jenna!
If there's a Jenna who had a friend, if you're Jenna and you're
married
friend,
to a Thomas.
Yeah. And had a friend who married either Jake or Mike or a mystery person. I don't know what we're going to do moving forward, but we've asked for people to do fan fiction and we'll talk more about that. But what do you guys think she did? The mystery of how the diary got there.
I thought we were going to write our own fan fiction of how it ends.
But just your gut before you sit down and I feel that everyone in this room wants her with Mike, which is wild, but we do, though.
I don't necessarily want her with Mike, but I think he would be the better choice out of the two.
My gut is she goes back to him.
To Mike. Hmm.
Because you only keep someone who you've already had every experience with in the running if that's what you want.
Hmm. My gut says she goes back and continues lying to both of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Darkness. I didn't really get enough in the last entry. Like, I need to make a change. It's like, how many times have you read something like that throughout
and
this
you
process?
Haven't. Yeah.
All right. Well, the next diary entry.
No.
Is never.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.